Chapter 1. Raised by an Entrepreneur. My mom changed my life, and she did it from the kitchen table. I was probably 8 or 9 years old when she got into a direct selling company. My dad was doing really well at the time. He worked for a subsidiary of DuPont, selling mine safety equipment around the world. Good job, good income. But mom got this little side gig doing home parties at night, and I watched her replace my dad's income on a part-time basis. She didn't just match him, she doubled his income, part-time. That little business kept me at home, put me through Christian school, and totally changed the trajectory of my life. But more than anything, it changed my perspective. When you're raised by entrepreneurs, everything changes. The way you see the world, the way you think about problems, the way you think about money, it all shifts. In school, I would write book reports on what it means to be an entrepreneur. One of my very first book reports was on Lee Iacocca, how he invented the Mustang and the minivan. Thank God, because I like my minivan. But while the other kids were writing about Curious George, I'm up there talking about Lee Iacocca and the turnaround of Chrysler. My teachers would call mom and dad in for parent-teacher night and say, "Hey, there's something wrong with your kid. He can't stop talking about starting businesses and making money." I couldn't help it. Every time there was a door-to-door event at our school, I was always the number one winner. We did this thing at my Christian school called the Maranatha Marathon, and I figured out pretty early that you could win by getting the most money. It didn't matter how far you ran, and I was out of shape. I was a little fat kid, but I won the Maranatha Marathon because I only had to run 2 laps. I got it to where I was making something like $2,000 a lap. Meanwhile, this other kid, he was getting like $100 a lap, and he almost died running around the track. I figured it out. There's a more excellent way in life. You don't have to work hard, you just have to work super smart. I always had the bug. I couldn't sit still. I couldn't be in a daycare center. They'd call my mom and tell her I was acting up. Something in me needed to build, to create, to sell. I needed to work for myself. I wanted to be somebody. So as soon as I could, I jumped in. I was 21 years old, and I joined my parents' business. I went to my mom and said, "Look, Mom, don't give me anything. Don't give me a leg up. Just sell me a kit like you would anybody else." It was $65. I said, "I'm going to go start knocking on doors and meeting people." My first day, I went out and made $20. I was so excited. I actually had a buddy go with me on that very first day. He quit on day 2, called me up and said, "Man, you made $20 and I made nothing. My girlfriend's gonna leave me." I said, "Maybe it'd be better if she did," but he quit. I persisted. That December, we made $20,000, $20 on day 1, $20,000 by December. It was worth it. I pressed in, and that set the pattern for everything that came after.